News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you heard on the news there, Gardaí attended a private park in Dublin 4 on Thursday night as up to 15 homeless asylum seekers pitched tents for the night. Kitty Holland, social affairs correspondent for the Irish Times, had the story. Kitty, bring us up to speed on what happened overnight.
I'm actually just here at St Mary's Park on St Mary's Church Park on St Mary's Road in Ballsbridge at the moment, and the men are packing up and leaving. So as most of your listeners will be aware, the International Protection Accommodation Service told about 100 men yesterday that who are queuing hoping they would get accommodation that there was no more accommodation available at this time. And so they dispersed around the city yesterday afternoon, and about 15 of them arrived here at Ballsbridge last night about 9 o'clock on the suggestion of volunteers who'd been kind of helping them down at Mount Street over the last few weeks, that they come to this park, a very quiet little park attached to a church in Ballsbridge, and put their tents. And they did so. They had got new tents from a charity in the city centre, and they came out here and started pitching their tents. Obviously, they were noticed by some of the local residents who came down and were investigating and seeing what was going on. And quickly after that, the Gardaí arrived, and the priest, who is the parish priest here of the church that owns this little park, came down to investigate to see what was going on as well. That's Father Fachna McCarthy. And he, having spoken to some of the volunteers who are actually local women, most of them are women living in the kind of Sandymount, Donnybrook area, and spoke to Gardaí, he said that they could stay here overnight as long as they were gone kind of first thing in the morning.
And that's because there's a school nearby and kids are arriving and so on.
Yeah, there's a primary school right kind of cheek by jowl with the park, and they sometimes would be using this for, you know, playing sports, and also then over the weekend apparently there's some Holy Communions and confirmations going on, and they'd be using this park for family photos and that kind of thing. So yeah, he said he had great sympathy for the men, but he was anxious that they vacate the property by this morning.
Do we know what the men are saying? Are they saying they don't have anywhere else to go?
Well, I mean, I suppose, yeah, I mean, they've no inside shelter to go to. There's nothing on offer from the state, so they're packing up now, and I suppose they'll head for somewhere where they can get some breakfast. There's a number of charities that would offer breakfast to homeless people, and I suppose they'll regroup and decide where to try and pitch tents tonight. But they're on the move around the city, I suppose, finding somewhere where they can stay, and you know, hopefully not have to move every night. So it's a story in flux, you know. It's with lots of moving parts. Yeah.
Well, Kitty, thank you indeed for bringing us up to speed. Kitty Holland, their social affairs correspondent of the Irish Times. Let's bring in Eugene Quinn, National Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service Ireland. Eugene, these people have nowhere to go. Is there no homeless accommodation in the city at this stage, which I think would be better than sleeping in tents in a park?
Well, it's just people who are seeking asylum. They don't have a right to access homeless services at night by virtue of the fact that the state provides them what they call material supports, which includes accommodation.
I understand that, but if that accommodation is not available, can they not access homeless accommodation in that scenario?
Basically the homeless agencies won't accept them in. They will allow them access their day services, but they're already under huge pressures. I mean, I suppose one of the thoughts that maybe that hasn't been considered and has been in other countries is the EU Asylum Agency provides advice. So we'd almost be looking for external advice in dealing with these situations. I know UNHCR would have talked about this before, that in sometimes when you get these large influxes, and it seems like the state, it produced a comprehensive strategy in March, but basically that looked at the longer term provision of, but this shorter term contingency, just we haven't put in the infrastructure to be able to deal with that in a kind of an emergency situation. So maybe that there might be some advice externally from the EU asylum agency that might help in developing this kind of contingent response, because
what kind of thing, like in layman's terms, what would a contingency response look like?
I suppose it would be looking at state land and I suppose it's been developed at the moment, but kind of putting up almost like an emergency response that you would have that you have in other countries, like to a natural disaster or something like that, so that you kind of create spaces so that you avoid these situations that we've seen last night where men
It makes total sense. I immediately think, will there be opposition in local areas to those kind of emergency accommodation being... I mean, we've seen what's happened around the country when we tried to house asylum seekers. Will local communities... Will they put up with this?
Well, I suppose, I mean, if we see where we're putting people at the moment in Crooksling, so we have services there reaching out that are trying to be stood up. I suppose some of them are in quite remote areas. And this, again, should really only be an emergency response. It's not providing long-term accommodation. What we have to do is to try and manage the situation that we have, there's a number of people arriving. And I know people have concerns about that, but it's just that as you see here, the human stories, people who are arriving, finding themselves now on the streets through no fault of their own.
Are there huge numbers coming at the moment? Look, just anecdotally, do you, from your services, do you just feel there is a large influx in recent weeks?
Well, no, I mean, but if you look at the data, there has been a progressive increase in the numbers over the last three quarters, and we're receiving much larger numbers than we had heretofore. Look, that is consistent across Europe, but that's what the evidence is. If you look at the numbers in the IPO that they publish, we've been receiving, I think it was 6,000 by the end of the first week in April. That's much larger numbers. And I suppose the concern is that trend upwards requires a contingent planning. That when you see that, there's huge concern that the situation, because of the scarcity of accommodation that we might see, and it was warned in the near strategy, that they might see men, women, our families on the streets. And that's obviously there's planning to try and avoid that scenario. But in the interim that we see this, that was already 1,800 men who have been denied accommodation. And then the situations like happened last night, where there isn't, this is almost, you're becoming into emergency planning here. Avoid situations that people are sleeping in parks in the centre of the city all the attendant risks and all the concerns.
Yeah, Eugene, thanks for talking to us. Eugene Quinn there, National Director of the Jesuit Refugee Service Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.